The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 6th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today, it's Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
What's up, Taryn? Sorry, I don't have any eggs for you today. I hope you got your protein last night, because we know how much you love your late-night eggs. But yeah, no, I'm happy to be here, man.
Yeah, last night I actually had to eat my lunch salad really late, because I went to see Spider-Man during the day.
Oh, how was it? Good?
It was very good. Yeah. Enjoyed it.
Still only got there.
So. Yeah. But we are here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. No, Liana's not here. Liana will be here, guys. Next week. Next week, Liana will be here for Liana Saturdays. I promise. She's on her way. She's still far from home herself. I don't know.
I get what you're doing there.
Not at her microphone.
Yeah.
But Bobby is here, and he's great, and he will continue to be here. So, all right. So, Bobby, let's get into this.
Let's do it.
Let's get into this. It was day 17 in the Big Brother 21 house, and they competed for the wackadoodle power. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They competed. They got the feeds came back. They had competed. They were like, oh, whoa, look at that. There were snakes involved. There were like scary things, stuff like that. And, nobody is copping to having this power, Bobby.
Yeah, no, there's been a few people that have talked about it or talked about winning. It seems like there was something to do with snakes involved. But no one is saying anything about actually winning it. We heard Jack talk to Sis and say, you know, oh, it was such an easy competition. But if I did win it, I wouldn't tell anyone. We've heard Tommy be mentioned as maybe a possible winner. So it's really all over the place. I don't know if anything's transpired since late last night, but as of late last night, nothing's come up.
Yes. So Jack and Jackson do have a conversation alone in the storage room, saying that neither of them have the power and that they would tell the other one if they did have the power. Obviously, you can't trust anything anybody says in that house. But Jackson says that he screwed up. He could have done well, but he screwed up, so he did not have it. Jackson, to me... And, you know, maybe I'll eat these words. Jackson, to me, seemed the most convincing in terms of I don't have this power.
Yes.
And I also feel like he is the most likely to tell somebody that he has the power. So I'm most certain that Jackson doesn't have it, but I'm not entirely certain about any of them at all. Jack, I think, probably doesn't have it. I feel like he probably would tell people he has the power, but I also feel like he is the kind of person that might keep it a secret. But I do think Jack is probably the second least likely to have the power, especially they both had these conversations privately, didn't tell a single soul that they had it. So Holly is also going to vehemently deny that she has the power. She's going to say, oh, I didn't get it. I'm so upset about it. You know, and I hate snakes, but I've dealt with snakes because, as everyone knows, I'm really great with animals and I'm really just a country girl, and that makes me cool. And so, you know, she's really, really pushing that. She did have a conversation with Sis. We got like small snippets of it because the feeds kept cutting away. But I believe in that conversation that she was privately having with Sis, who I do believe to be basically her closest ally, apart from perhaps Jackson, she was still not saying that she had this power. So she was also privately telling her closer allies that she did not, or not at least at the very least, not telling her closer allies that she had the power. But of course, still very possible that she does. Although I do also think that she is the kind of player that would probably tell people, or at least her closest allies, if she did have it. And that, of course, leaves Tommy and Sam. Now, most of the house, and by most of the house, I mean most of, you know, grateful, are kind of like, we think Sam has it. Just the read people are getting, the way he's talking about it, the way Jack describes the competition is that, you know, that when Sam talked about his performance, when Sam, like, Sam did better than him. He's like, well, the way Sam says it, he did better than me, and I thought I did pretty well. So that's something. Sam has not told anybody he has it. But I also didn't see any like really private one-on-one conversations between Sam and Nick, probably the person that Sam would tell if he did have it. So, you know, it's I feel like there's not real like private confirmation yet that Sam is going to deny this to absolutely everyone. So Sam is definitely a big possibility. And then, of course, Tommy, probably the person most likely to keep this a secret. But also the person who has somebody who he can trust implicitly in Christy. Again, I did not see any conversations between Tommy and Christy. They didn't seem to like have any one-on-one debriefing conversations where she asked him privately if he had the power. I imagine that he would probably tell her if he did. But he is also the person, again, most likely to keep this a secret from the rest of the group, I think. So it's looking like it's probably Sam or Tommy, but it really could be any one of them.
Yeah, I'm really torn. I honestly think it's Tommy, because I think the fact that no one has said anything, and I think a lot of these people would have, I think that leads me to believe it is Tommy that has the power, because he's smart enough to know, do not share that information, even with your closest ally. You know, hold your cards close to your vest and just, you know, wait it out and just let the game play out, because you don't know when someone will turn on you at any moment. And even with, you know, someone as close as he is in the house, I just don't think that it's smart for him to reveal it. So that's why I'm leaning towards Tommy. But there is a chance it could be Sam just by the information we're given. So I think in the next couple of days, we'll probably find out more. But yeah, that's who I'm going with right now.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably the most likely scenario here. It reminds me a lot, obviously, of last year when the Power app was released in week two. And we were like, hey, who do we think has this thing? Or it was, I don't know, week two or week three, it was whatever. But when Tyler had it, when Tyler got it, and it was like, nobody said a word. You know, week one, Sam told somebody, Bailey told somebody, like everybody else told somebody, and we were able to pretty quickly determine who had the thing. Tyler was the only person that didn't tell anybody, and that was the giveaway that it was that Tyler had it, was that nobody knew, because Tyler was the person we had the most confidence in to not tell anyone to keep it a secret. I think the same goes here for Tommy. And, you know, a lot of people are pointing out in the chat that like, hey, why would he tell Christy? She has a big mouth. She would probably tell somebody else. The reason I think he might tell Christy here is that if he does, if he uses this power and has not told Christy, then that could be something that erodes the trust that they have. Like, hey, if we trust each other with everything, how come you didn't tell me about the power? Now, the explanation for that could be that maybe the power isn't relevant to her. Maybe he can't be used on other people. It can't be used in a strategic way. It's just safety or whatever. And in that sense, then, you know, he might have some kind of excuse. Like, I just didn't want to give you something else that you had to lie about, something along those lines. And also, again, I didn't see Christy just like straight up ask Tommy in a private conversation with just the two of them, hey, between us, do you have it? And so, you know, it's still up in the air here.
It might just have not come up, but yeah. And I think that part of him might be seeing how Christy's been in the house since, you know, her HOH reign. Maybe he's just like, okay, I just, you know, hold off, kind of let it happen naturally. And if it doesn't come up, it doesn't come up. So that's where I think we're at.
Yes. All right. So that's the power talk. And we will, I'm sure, find out either today if there are more private conversations that did not happen yesterday, and maybe people will eventually say that they have the power to their allies, or we'll find out tomorrow night on the episode where, of course, I will be live with Rob, and we'll talk everything through there. So let's get back to the game here. Jack is going to make his nominations today. And so leading up to that, he is going to finally talk a little bit of game. Oh, whoa. Talking game. Jack, we had a whole day off yesterday. Let's not go too fast here.
Calm down, Jack.
Jack is going to talk to Kemi. And he says that, hey, look, I'm going to be upfront with you. I heard that you were coming for me and Jackson. That's what I heard. And she's like, you and Jackson? I mean, you know, I've certainly said some things. Let's be real about it. You know, I would definitely, you know, would want to know who told you those things, that I said, but, you know, obviously you're not going to tell me any of those things. So, Jack wants to know, hey, well, look, are there other people that you've talked to that I should know about? Like anybody else that I should be, that maybe I am unaware of? And Kemi says, look, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. That's not what I want to do. I can't really, you know, tell you any of these names. Jack says, look, I respect that. It's a very respectable thing to do. And I'm not going to press you for it. And so. Bottom line here is that, you know, Jack is basically telling Kemi, you're probably going up on the block because I've heard you're coming after me. So I got to come after you and so on and so forth. And Kemi does tell him, look, I understand. I respect it. And look, if I end up staying, I'm not going to put you up on the block. That's how it's going to work.
Yeah, if there's one thing I have to give Jack credit for is he's being upfront with the people he's nominating. And trust me, I'm not a fan of this guy at all, but I like the fact that he's doing that ahead of time. And you could see that, you know, we see Kemi and we see Jessica. They might get a little bit, you know, emotional about the situation, because you would too if you're going on the block. But you hear Kemi say, you know, I just respect the fact that he put me on the block and let me know ahead of time and, you know, didn't backdoor me. I think this is an interesting move by Jack to really confront them ahead of time. And Kemi is finally getting exactly what this group has wanted to tell her for a week now. The fact that they're after her because she's been talking, and now she's getting this information. So I think that I think that Kimmy's starting to see the writing on the wall that, you know, it might be her time coming up.
Yes. Yes. So Kemi's going to go back downstairs and Cliff is going to ask her, like, hey, how did it go? What were you just talking to Jack? And she says, yeah. You know, she says, basically, it seems like I'm probably going up here. And Cliff says, oh, man. Well, you know, hopefully I'm not going up with you. You know, that would suck. You know, worst case, we're up together. Worst, absolutely, that we still got the veto. And then worst comes to absolute worst, you were just going upstairs. So you know, not too bad. And look, hey, if I win, if I'm not on the block with you and I win the veto, I'll use it on you.
Yeah.
And,
no,
and Kemi is like, oh, cool. I mean, I would do the same for you. Yeah.
Yeah. This Women's Alliance thing is really working out so far for them that they're really talking a good game. But yeah, no, it's all going to come to a head by the end of the day for them.
Yes. Well, so, I mean, this was an interesting conversation. Like, so Cliff says he'll use the veto on her. She says she would do the same. And Cliff is like, all right, well, I'm sure I got to talk to him, you know, now. So, you know, let's go see if I'm in trouble. Like, Cliff is really playing up this, like, oh man, which one of us down at the bottom is going to be in trouble, when really he is playing the rat game that Bella wishes she could be playing and feels much safer than he really is. But he's really playing it up very well to Kemi, to the point where, like, as Cliff, like, leaves to go upstairs, Kemi turns to Cliff, good luck. And it was so sweet. It was so sweet of her. Like, it was so genuine. And like, she just got told she was put on the block, and she just really genuinely was wishing Cliff luck. And Cliff is just, he's going up there and he's like, so we're good, right?
Everybody loves Cliff, every single person. I mean, he's playing the perfect game to what he can do. I don't like some of the, you know, rat game that he's playing a little bit, but I understand why he has to do it. He's in that position in the house where he kind of has to do something to keep himself afloat. But yeah, no, that was a great little conversation between him and Kemi. She was very much so wanting to make sure that he's going to be okay, but he has nothing to worry about. It's all her.
Yes. So Kemi's then going to go talk to Nicole, and Kemi says to Nicole, somebody sold me out, and I'm pretty sure it was Nick, because I told Nick that I was going to put Jack and Jackson on the block, and now Jack is telling me that he heard that I'm going to put Jack and Jackson on the block, and now Nick is not looking me in the eye, and I'm pretty sure it was Nick.
Yeah, I don't even know where to go with this part, because it's just, it's so ridiculous. Like, they just try to find anything and everything to try to pin it on them.
Yes, well, spoiler alert, it was Nick. It was definitely Nick. He definitely sold her out immediately. And the problem was, it was also like Bella and a little bit Jess and like a lot Kat and like everyone sold her out. Everyone has been saying this to Jack for a while now. But yes, in particular, it was Nick. That's what they're talking about. Jack is going to talk to Jess. He's going to talk to Jess, the other person he's going to put up on the block. And he tells Jess the reason here is, hey, look, I've heard that, you know, there's some kind of women's alliance that's forming and that you're at the head of it. And Jess is like, get the F out of here. What? No, that is ridiculous. I am definitely not the head of it.
Yeah. Yeah, just into it. Although it kind of reminds me of the Joey game from Big Brother 16. Like, Joey with the kind of the opposite approach, which is like, yeah, I started a women's alliance, you know, and all that. And it reminds me, like, kind of the opposite, but the same at the same time. And I just don't see how this is going to work out for her. I mean, I think she might be okay this week, but oh man, it's to watch her break down during this. It was just, it was tough to watch.
This is like, she fell for the easiest trick in the book. It was like, yeah, I heard you drove your car to the All Women's Alliance meeting. and she's like, what? I didn't drive my car to that meeting. Oh crap. I just admitted there was a meeting. Like,
yeah.
She does not even deny that there's a women's alliance. She just says, what? I'm not the head of it. That's not the case.
So you're admitting there was a women's alliance. Yeah, it was not good. It was not good. It was, you could see her wheels were trying to turn while the conversation was going, and it was just, like you said, it was just a car crash.
It's not good. So he says I that's what I heard. Lynn, look, you're probably going to go up on the block here, but you are the pawn. Don't worry. You are the pawn. If I win the veto, I'll use it on you. I will. That was a lie. He's not going to do that. So when Cliff says this to Kemi, I'm pretty sure that Cliff just doesn't intend to win the veto. When Jack says this to Jess, I'm pretty sure that he just intends to win the veto and then go back on his word because whatever. He says later, that was a little white lie.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't care. It's just something to kind of ease her into the process. Mm-hmm. I still don't think that she's his target unless Kimmy wins the power veto.
Yes. So then Jess is going to go downstairs and start crying because she's going up on the block. She's going to cry to Sis and Holly. And she's saying, oh, I'm going up on the block. Oh my God, I don't deserve this. It's not fair. It's not even true. Jack is saying that I'm like the masterminding a women's alliance. It's not even true. It's not even the case. And Sis and Holly are just like, of course, that's ridiculous. Nobody would think you're a mastermind, Jess.
Always talking to the wrong people. I mean, obviously, if you're going to start something, be able to back it up. It's just, oh, man. Yeah, she's breaking down right now. And honestly, if she's not careful, she might, by the end of the week, become the target. She needs to watch. She needs to just take it in stride.
There's been talk and talk. Jack is going to talk to Bella next. He's basically gotten confirmation from Jess that there is a women's alliance. Not that he was that unsure beforehand, and he talks to Bella saying, yeah, I told Jess that she's, you know, at the head of a women's alliance, and Bella's like, oh, you know about that? Yeah. What's happening here is that what happened was Jess approached myself, Kemi, and Nicole, and she named this all women's alliance the Black Widows, and she just immediately just spills all of it. And she's just rats them out entirely. This is what I mean, where like Bella is playing a very messy rat game, where Cliff is a little more tidy about it.
Yeah. This is going to totally backfire eventually, right? Like there's no way, like she's going to eventually say something about the eight and it's going to come back and get to the wrong person. Like, as much as I thought at first, I really enjoyed Bella's game. I thought, you know, there was aspects of it that were pretty good. I'm kind of getting into the camp that maybe she's just not as good as I thought she was going to be because she's too messy with the information she gives out and the way that she goes behind people's backs as soon as she gets any kind of info. It's almost like Cliff is closer to the Andy game than Bella is to the Andy Rat Floater game. And that's what I don't like.
Yeah, so the Black Widows didn't quite last a full week before being completely outed here to the entire house and Jack. So David is going to have a conversation with Ovi. They're talking a little bit, you know, trying to pump each other up a little bit. David says that, you know, what he wants to do, he's trying to mess with people in the house. He's trying to mess with their minds. He wants to cause chaos. He doesn't want to play it safe. He says maybe it's a little bit of a risk. You know, if it's a house vote to come back, then that's going to screw him over. But Ovi points out if it's America's vote, they'll probably like that. David is just like, that's my goal. Cause chaos, mess with their minds. I want to disrupt this house. I think everyone is like, yes, do that.
Yeah, and I think aspects of it are actually working for him. I think there are part of him that are getting to some of the house guests.
He certainly has them bothered.
Yes, he has them bothered, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if I love it for his game, but hey, he's trying something at least. You know, we see a lot of these people just sit there and not really try to fight, and maybe he's trying to do something, you know, off the wall. I understand where he's coming from.
He was taken out week one. He's got a 1-in-4 chance of coming back into the game. Exactly. Like, this is his best chance for to be on the show and make any kind of impact. Like, this is the opportunity that people like Cameron and Glenn, yes, and Jody wish that they could have, to like just put me in that house. I don't even need to be still playing the game. Just let me in there so I can mess with these people and just like make some kind of impact on the season instead of being out in the first episode. So like, I say go for it. Like, he's got a better chance of just like becoming a fan favorite in the couple of weeks that he's got there by being a total, you know, chaos potster than he does actually getting back into the game and winning in the end. So I absolutely think he should just go for it. And that's what he wants to do.
That's what I love about this twist. You know, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I really love the fact that they're in there and they get to mess with these people and they get to really, you know, show America who they are. Because, you know, people like you said, Cameron and Jody, we didn't ever get to see who they were as people. This allows us to see that. And that's what I love about it. And let their personality come out, you know, throw something to the wall. Who knows? Let's see what happens. But I think it's a good idea for him. It gives him a chance to do something and try to do something to possibly further his game.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Yes. So Jack is going to nominate Kemi and Jess. And when the feeds come back up, there's a fair amount of talk throughout the day from Jack in particular about like, hold on. Do you guys think maybe this doesn't look great? The people I'm nominating, I just feel like I don't want anybody to misunderstand what's happening here. You guys think it's fine, right? Like, it's not. I mean, I love everyone in the house personally. I hold nothing against anyone. And, you know, I'm totally pro women and all of these. I'm a great person. I hope that everyone is very clear. And this is just, we're just playing a game and no hard feelings.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. Like, it's like you're just now coming to this realization that all the people that have been put on the block or other than Cliff or have been voted out are people of color. Like, it obviously does not look good. And based off the what you've heard from production about the comments that you have made in this house and how it's been inappropriate and how they have had to warn you, obviously, this is not a good look. It's just, you would think that it would hit their mind a little bit quicker, but it really hasn't until now. And that's kind of the sad part of being in this game. And now I get it from a game perspective, the moves he's making, and it's not maybe necessarily from that, but I feel like there is partly a reason for it being, you know, something to do with that. And I can't, you know, put my finger on it exactly, but I think the fact that we've seen so many people of color actually go up on the block, it's not a good look.
Yes, and finally starting to see what I think everybody immediately saw. when the feed's turned on. Jess apparently made a bit of a scene at the nomination ceremony, and there's already talk of potentially switching up the target this week and taking Jess out and keeping Kemi around for just one more week. We'll target Kemi next week, and maybe we'll take out Jess this week because she is just crumbling. She's falling apart and all of this stuff. So I have to say, Jess is probably the less capable player, but especially for the men in the house, it's probably in their interest to take Jess out. She is very, very emphatically pro women. She said on a few occasions that she would never vote for a male over a woman in the final two. And so if you're a guy, like, just make sure she doesn't make jury, even if Kemi is a stronger player. And if you're a woman, you should want Kemi out, because keep Jess around for a little while. Make sure she makes it to jury. Just consideration. None of them are thinking about this, but they should be. What they are thinking about is that Jess is completely crumbling under the pressure here. And they're saying that she's probably going to get herself evicted this week. Still not entirely set one way or another, but it could go either way at this point.
Yeah, 100%. Jess is the biggest threat to any of the men in the house. And honestly, from all the talk that they've heard, I don't know how they haven't picked up on that by now, that she is wanting a woman to win this season. So I completely agree with you that if they could see the writing on the wall, that's the way they should go. But yeah, I don't think they're going to. I think they're locked in on Kemi. And unless something crazy happens, I think that's the one that they're going to go for. But it's still early.
Yes. So Bella, right after the nominations, is going to run straight to Nicole, and she's going to rat herself out, because it's Ratception. David incepted her with rats, and now she just can't help but rat everything out, including herself. She just goes straight to Nicole and says, "Hey Nicole, I told Jack about the Black Widows. Do you think I messed up?"
No, not at all.
I'm pretty sure he knew about it already. He was like, cornered me, and he was like interrogating me, and I was like, oh my god, he already knows. So I had to say it for our sake, because it's gonna be Kemi, and then it's gonna be Jess, and I didn't want us to be next. And Nicole is rightfully like, how does this benefit me? It kind of feels like you just completely screwed me over. That's what it's sounding like. And Bella's like, no. It was to help protect you, because he already knew. I mean, I don't know who told him. And Nicole's like, you just said you did. And she's like, no, because he knew already that something. So he was interrogating me. And so look, I had to do it. And Nicole's just like, yeah, okay. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm screwed now, but, all right. I hear what you're saying. Okay.
Bella's just playing such a terrible, terrible rat game. Like, if you're going to play the rat game, at least play it at a good level. I will say this. I like Nicole's game so far. I like the fact that she is liked by a lot of people in the house. Besides this whole Women's Alliance drama, she's actually in a decent spot. So the fact that she keeps getting like little bits and information from different people, especially right here in this Bella situation, now she knows she can't trust Bella going forward. She needs to, pump the brakes whenever talking too much game with her. I think, as much as she feels like she's in a bad situation because Bella put her there, I think that this is good for her game going forward, because now she knows that she can't trust Bella.
Yes. And so Nicole is going to go right to Jess and say, Jess, Bella ratted us out. Bella told Jack that about the Black Widows, and she said that she told him everything. And Jess is like, what? That's not even, it's not even true though. Bella's the one that started the alliance. Not me. I had nothing to do with it. Jess, I think, went to the Seinfeld school of, if you don't believe it's a lie, then you're not lying.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's very good at just immediately convincing herself that she had nothing to do with a women's alliance. Me starting a women's thing, talking about girl power? What?
There's no way. No. Yeah, no, she is fully convinced of herself that she's doing everything right.
So Nicole's like, don't tell Bella that I told you that she told me that she told Jack about our women's alliance. It's not, don't do it.
These girls just need to stick to themselves when talking any kind of game right now. Like, right now, the target is too hot. Like, just stop.
Bella is also going to talk with Kemi and explain to Kemi that she outed the Black Widows. Kemi is more tactful in the conversation, but does give some looks. Like, you did what? Okay. Kemi's later going to tell Bella that that Jess knows and that Jess is freaking out and saying Bella's the one that started the alliance. Bella lets Kemi know that Jack told Jess that she is a pawn, and Kemi's like, what? Why is she freaking out then? She knows she's a pawn. What is she doing? And they also talk about the veto and how Bella probably will not use it on her. Sorry, can't ruin my game. And Kemi's like, all right, I get it. You know, maybe you could throw it to me or something, though. And she mentions that Cliff told her that he would use the veto on her. And Bella says, oh, no, don't trust Cliff. I see him talking with those guys all the time. And Kemi's like, what? Cliff? Come on.
Come on, Cliff. What's going on, Cliff? Yeah, no, she is just not in a good position right now. It is not looking good for Kemi. But yeah, no, it's finally all coming to a head for everybody right now.
Jess is also going to talk to Kat about the whole situation here, that it's not fair. You know, some people are just willing to throw others under the bus and talk bad about people. And I'm just not that kind of person. That's why I'm in this situation, is because I'm not willing to throw people under the bus like other people do. It's not fair. I don't deserve it. I'm a good person. And I'm being punished for it. And you know what? I'm going to leave this house with integrity.
Yeah, no. And it's funny that she's talking to Kat about this. Kat is.
Well, she also talked to Holly and. I almost called her. I almost said Holly and Beth, which is very wrong.
That's very wrong.
I do need to. You know, there were some Beths that took some offense to the previous morning update. And to those Beths, I apologize. I was not expressing my own personal opinion on the Beths of the world. I was just trying to explain the situation about Beths as a whole and how it is used by other people whom I do not agree with as an insult. I know a few Beths in my own life, and they are far from boring. They are very interesting. And I care for them. And so I just want to make sure that Beths understand that I am not anti-Beth, but there is an anti-Beth sentiment out there, and we need to stand against it.
I have never heard this anti-Beth sentiment until now, but yeah, I'm going to have to look into it. Poor Beths out there. Don't name your child Beth, but it's a lifetime of downplay. But yeah, no, I just found this conversation very interesting. I feel like she's starting to crumble, but she's trying to not give up hope. And at least she's talking to someone about the game, because I feel like she realizes how big the target is on her, but maybe she's still got a little bit to go and find out more. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. She's talking to Holly and says about, like, it was Holly and somebody, she's just like, I can't believe that I was betrayed by a girl. How does that even happen?
Yeah, this all-women's alliance, of course, it just never can work. Like, why does it always fall apart?
I don't know what world she lives in. It's honestly, it's kind of like, it's kind of adorable how optimistic she is about.
She is, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, you can get betrayed by either gender. It's equal opportunity there.
It happens all the time, you know, but yeah, she's really hurt by the women in this house right now.
Yes. All right. Tommy does have a conversation with Jess a little bit later. He's also going to comfort. She is going to be, you know, upset all night. And Tommy is going to be take his turn to comfort Jess. And he lets her know that she is staying this week. I mean, as far as Tommy is concerned, Kemi is still the target. He has not really been included in any of the conversations where people talked about potentially keeping Kemi and getting rid of Jess. And so he has this conversation with Jess where he tells her she is staying. And he says that he will be voting to keep her this week. He promises. This, to me, was probably the most telling about what could happen here this week, because knowing that the person is going to stay in the house, your promises to them matter even more. And even if Tommy even if the rest of the alliance decides like maybe we should go another way, Tommy's gonna be like, I promise Jess. And Tommy is now going to have incentive to keep Jess around when otherwise it was, you know, either or, who really cares. And Tommy is obviously the person who probably has the most amount of influence, but again, not exactly the person that is willing to expend a lot of that influence to make something happen, especially if he doesn't have a lot of incentive. But this does give him some incentive to avoid a flip if that is in any way in his power. So that's something to watch out for, that Tommy did promise Jess his votes and that she would be staying. So.
Yeah, it was an interesting move by Tommy, just because he's, you know, showing his cards so fast and so early into the week, because anything could happen. Anything could change. You know, power of veto could be used. You never know. But I did find it very interesting for him to go all in and promise her safety. But like you said, we've seen Tommy have a big influence in this game, especially in the first week. And I feel like no matter what, if he has to show that he made a promise to her in the game and express that to his alliance, they might favor with him because he's such an influential character in the show and in his alliance.
Yes. And it's also not a very good thing for Kat, because Kat is the replacement nominee. If anybody wins the veto, or is the veto is used on anybody, that Kat is going to be the person that replaces them. So if for any reason Kemi wins the veto, or somebody else wins the veto and uses it on Kemi, Kat will be going up on the block. And Tommy still promised that he would vote to keep Jess over anybody that she sat next to, which also gives Tommy incentive to turn the vote against Kat. I don't think he would have much trouble doing that. Kat is very much a target to the eights, and they do want her gone. They just would prefer to have Jess or Kemi gone first. But again, if Tommy, you know, really cares about I promised Jess, it just makes more sense. You're putting her on the block as a back door. Why don't we just get rid of her? We say, Jess, you were genuinely the pawn the whole time. I can see a scenario where this ends up getting Kat evicted. Kat is continuing to lose favor with the majority of the house as she hangs out more and more with Jess and them. She is now becoming one of those people that just things get blamed on. Just like, what? Who told somebody this? Oh, it was probably Kat. And so Kat is really in trouble. I also forgot to mention that when David was talking to Ovi, he mentioned, it might have been Ovi, it might have been somebody else, he was talking to somebody about that he felt that Kat had ratted him out, because he overheard, I believe, Christy talking about how he, you know, can read people really well and is trying to mess with people, whatever. That's what he told Kat. Kat told Cliff. Cliff told the group. The group knows. David found out that the group knows. David thinks that Kat ratted him out and feels like he can't trust Kat because she's such a wild card and all of that stuff. So even somebody that probably one of the few people that could trust Kat is not currently trusting her because she's a little too much of a wild card. But
can you blame her? People are conspiring against her.
Yes.
She has to.
Yeah. and to be fair, as Brandon points out, she did rat him out. Like, yeah, that is what happened when she told Cliff. So, what are you going to do? But yes, as much as people are now enjoying, and here's the thing, I am enjoying Kat a lot, but she's really got a big head about the conspiring thing. Ever since Julie said,
so bad.
Oh, that's the first time we heard that. She's like, that's right. I'm best.
I'm not in with it.
That's the catchphrase sweeping across America. It's the next catch me outside. I'm a genius.
just like Let's Go from last year when Julie's like, oh, you know, we got Let's Go in the house. Yeah, it's the exact same thing. And now they're just riding with it. Now it's just something we're going to hear every single day.
But honestly, like part of that, again, like preseason, I said, I feel like Kat is a so bad, it's good kind of player. And that's what I'm feeling right now, where it's like even these things that are like kind of obnoxious are just like, yeah, that's right. I'm enjoying it. I think she was talking to Jess. I think this was a quote I saw on Twitter or Reddit or something. She was talking to Jess and Jess said like, oh, all those alpha males, you know, with their pissing contest. And Kat was like, what? They're actually pissing? What? They're what kind of contest?
It's too much. It's too much. Yeah, but she's a character at least.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about, Bobby?
The earthquake. Everyone freaked out there.
Yes, there was another earthquake.
I live here in Southern California. It was pretty crazy. I was at my bar working and I didn't feel it because I was on the bar mats, but everyone at my bar was going nuts. And I look over at the TV, we had the Dodgers game on. And the camera was going like this. So it was pretty nuts here. And to go back and watch it on the feeds, luckily they had just turned the feeds back on and to see their reaction. Wish we would have got a little more reaction, but yeah, it was pretty scary. We'll see they said there's a 1 in 20 chance we'll get another big one. So we'll see.
Yes. All right. So it's scary. I can't say that I've ever experienced an earthquake myself, but I can only imagine. And they're a little scared in the house. Jack and Sis were up there. And when you close the door to the HOH room, it kind of like shakes, some of the hanging things in the room. And so like the door closes and they're like, oh, was that another one? Oh, no, I think the door just closed. I think it's. Whew, I think we're good.
Yeah, they were freaking out. They were trying to figure out how to get under the table. They didn't know what to do with themselves. But yeah, no, it is a scary thing, and especially living in California, I've been used to them my whole life, but you never really fully get used to them. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right, that's what we have for you today. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern. I will update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then, of course, tomorrow night, we'll be live after the episode. We'll find out who won that whack-lamacious competition and who has the power. And if we don't find out today or tomorrow during the day. And then Monday night, we'll be back with the Roundtable podcast. We'll update you on all the ratings for the players. We'll give you the full storyline for the week. It'll be great.
Oh, and I forgot one more thing, Taryn. What did you think of the camp counselor outfits or the camp comeback outfits?
Yes, this in the middle of Jess talking about how it is utterly ridiculous that a woman is the one that betrayed her. There was an announcement that the camp comeback people needed to go to the diary room and suit up because they have outfits that they need to wear. I guess. I don't know if I heard the details. I guess for just the rest of the time?
Yeah, that's what I think. I have no idea, but hey, at least it could be a lot worse. They're not terrible for them, so Yeah, I don't know. It's better than anything Nicole had to wear. So, yeah, I agree. And Big Brother 16. And yeah, no, I think that they get really into these gimmicky things with the costumes. But hey, go for it. Whatever. They've only got a few weeks. Let them go.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired of the costumes personally. All right.
No one cares.
24 hours, I'm seeing in the chat.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's better. Like, if you're going to do a costume, do the carrot costume for a short period of time. Like, really silly costumes, not just like weird themed costumes. Like, give me something that makes things look utterly ridiculous in the house because it's a little funny. And then, let them stop.
Yeah, it's just weird that it's only 24 hours. It just seems like a really weird thing to do. But
yeah,
whatever.
They need a segment for the show, I guess. Melissa in the chat says, can you talk about Nick's outfit that says "Let him borrow"? We can talk about it. I mean, you can go look at it if you really want. Personally, I wouldn't recommend it. But you know, he definitely, I think he is wearing like a sports bra and some, you know, really small shorts that didn't fit him. And, he was doing some like some twerking stuff. And Jack was like, yeah.
It was
not a good look.
It was
Sandy.
What it was.
I'm with you.
Go for it, Nick. You do you.
Melissa really liked it. Not podcast Melissa, chat Melissa. They're different
chat
people.
Melissa, different people, yeah. Podcast Melissa's like, what? No, I didn't.
even though I clarified, there are still going to be people that are messaging Melissa. I heard you really liked that outfit. Thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, where I stream about the feed sometimes and it's fun. You can find Bobby at Goodsby Bobby on Twitter.
Goodsby Bobby.
And as I mentioned before, see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.